Hello, beautiful beings. This is Dr. Lisa. Welcome to the Body of Change podcast. So today, September 9th, 2020, in honor of Suicide Awareness Month and in honor and support of one of the modalities that I have the privilege of being a certified facilitator with, and specifically an Access Consciousness Bars facilitator, I would like to talk about the Access Consciousness, the bars. I'm actually doing a live class on Sunday, September 13th. Yes, you heard me right. A live class with actual people and masks and gloves and hand sanitizer, if you will. And although the larger company, Access Consciousness, is doing a whole initiative tomorrow, September 10th, where you can go on accessconsciousness.com/you-are-not-alone, accessconsciousness.com/you-are-not-alone, and actually potentially book a free session or find someone near you. If you want to learn more about the bars, and if you're interested in nearby coming to Dallas, Texas, or you're nearby, on Sunday, I will be actually facilitating the 1-day class at 10 a.m. on Sunday, September 13th, here in Oak Lawn, Dallas, Texas, at the Warwick Dallas Melrose Hotel in Oak Lawn, off of Cedar Springs Avenue, in case you know what it is or where it is. But you can look it up, or you can go on accessconsciousness.com/Dr. Lisa Cooney, or just look up myself, Dr. Lisa Cooney, and the information will be there. So let me tell you a little bit about this. In support of Access Consciousness, and every year they do something with suicide awareness. And actually one of the co-founders, Dr. Dane here, talked about, and it's on the website too, how 15 years ago he, you know, made a date with the universe to take his life. And why am I talking and devoting my podcast to this? One, because I'm in support of Access Consciousness. Two, I love Access Consciousness to bars. I actually get what's called my bars run regularly, and actually still have done it even during the pandemic. Somebody comes to my place and runs the bars on me. And this class on Sunday I'm teaching, you will learn and get 2 sessions of it each. You will give 2 sessions and you will receive 2 sessions. And many people talk about how things like depression, anxiety, stress, fear, even food issues and cravings disappear right after receiving your bars. Not only that, you feel like you've had better than a massage after you lay down for on a massage table where there are 32 points on your head when lightly touched evoke old thoughts, feelings, considerations, not that you have to process through them, but literally evoke it up and out and off of your body and out of your energy field. And I know it seems so simple and it seems ridiculously easy. And you know what? In this year, 2020, I wanted to have a podcast that was ridiculously easy and simple, because every single day for these last 6 months, I've been dealing with myself, dealing with the world, like we all have, and dealing with people who are jumping out of their skin and getting more and more depressed, more and more anxious, more and more stressed, more and more touch starved, more and more socially deprived, and more cranky, grumpy, and you know, they say in college, the freshman 15, well, I know a lot of people that are struggling with 15 to 20 pounds. I know a lot of people that are drinking more than they normally do, yelling at their children more than they normally do, fighting with their partners more than they normally do, and are not having any clue how to deal with the financial stressors and the lack of employment and the inability to, you know, be as free as we thought we were prior to this pandemic. And so in support of that, I wanted to let people know, you listening to the podcast, maybe you pass this to somebody, maybe you're in a different country and you listen to this and you don't know about Access Consciousness. It's in 174 countries, or actually 176 countries now, maybe even more. And there are BARS facilitators and BARS practitioners all over the world in whatever language. It's really amazing. I myself came to Access Consciousness 9 years ago when my father died, and I was actually teaching a different modality in Australia, and my father died and I didn't even know that he was in the hospital. And just by what's called the verbal processing, which is asking you a question and then running a clearing statement, I was able, after 30 minutes on the phone with her, a friend of mine in America, while I was in Australia, after 30 minutes on the phone, I was able, just finding out that my father died, I was able to go in and facilitate and teach my class and actually finish out the 3 weeks there, and get home in time for the funeral, the eulogy, and all of that. And I would not have been able to make it through. And I hadn't even had my bars run yet without the processing that I learned through Access Consciousness. So when I got back to America after the funeral of my father, and I knew I wasn't doing so well, and I knew my normal therapeutic routines weren't working, I needed something different, I remembered what my friend facilitated me with in Australia, and I started looking up accessconsciousness.com. And lo and behold, at the time I lived in California, I found out that Gary Douglas and Dr. Dane here, the founder and co-founder of Access Consciousness, were coming to San Francisco when I lived there, 4 weeks to the day of when I was looking online. And as a professional, I knew that there was prerequisites. So the first class is the BARS. And so essentially what you do is you watch a movie of them, you know, performing the bars on each other. Then you get on the massage table and somebody gently puts their hand on your head in these 32 positions. And what I released that day on the table was the weight of this death, panic, shock, trauma, not only of my father's death, but also of what felt like my entire childhood, which was pretty heavily violent, off my body. And I experienced a release I had never felt before. Now, as a professional who was working with trauma at the time and just being introduced to Access Consciousness, I always put myself through, you know, the techniques, so I know what my clients would get, and I can actually tell them from live experience. And when I felt such a relief, this was only for my first session as the receiver, not even as a practitioner. I knew at that moment when I felt that release and I got off the table that I was going to get certified and I was going to do this on all my clients. And fast forward 9 years later, here I am still facilitating it, just not in California, in Dallas, Texas. However, I facilitate Access Consciousness classes all over the world when we were able to travel. But right now in Dallas, I have the BARS class, the second level class, Foundation. I have another first level class called the Energetic Facelift to beautify yourself. But it's very much more than that. And a body process class, all coming up here in Dallas. And then I'll be heading out to Mexico in October to facilitate my first live classes in 6 months again. So come on down to Texas or Mexico. If not, if you're not in those areas and your country can't still fly anywhere, accessconsciousness.com. Put in your country and your city and state and you will find a practitioner. I guarantee it. Now, it may not sound like it from listening to me or these Body of Change podcasts. Perhaps you've seen me on my social media. But I'm going to tell you a little story. I too have a very intricate story with mental health and deciding to end my life and feeling like I had no choice. I did grow up with a lot of violence. I did. I was somewhat abused in many different forms for the first 23 years of my life, physically, financially, spiritually, sexually, energetically, and so on. And I write about it in my books, and I do a lot of discussions about it. But I talk about this part right here, which is why I'm really in support of this yearly Mental Health Awareness Month, Suicide Awareness Month, and hopefully suicide prevention. You are not alone. Well, I was at that point where the abuses and trauma of my past were mired in a lot of alcohol, drugs, and depression. And I was young. I had no tools that I have like I have today. And I literally stepped myself out in front of a bus, choosing, or so I thought, to end my life. This is when my life changed. Before I knew it, or I was pulled back to the corner of the sidewalk, and something pulled my right shoulder away from being in front of the bus, turned around after feeling like, what the hell just happened? And no one was there. This is why I know that with the universe, there's always something else possible and that we're not alone, because something grabbed my right shoulder. I can still feel it as I'm talking to you about it, and pulled me away from that bus and back onto the sidewalk. I saw the lights. And in that moment, I was like, well, gosh, I was so convinced I was going to end my life, but here I am. I'm still alive. I must have something else to do here. And I dedicated my life in a certain way, my career, my business, my education, my training, my books, my talks, my classes, everything to finding and offering a possibility and a solution where there is always choice and never the no choice reality of I'm just going to step in front of a bus. And not saying that I can prevent it by any means. I'm just one person. Dr. Dane here is another person. And the thousands and hundreds of thousands of VARS facilitators out there right now all over the world globally are here in support for you. As well as, you know, in support of ourselves. We all get our VARS run. And why does it work? It's hard to explain, especially on a podcast. But that it works, I'm living proof, he's living proof, and the hundreds of thousands of VARS practitioners and facilitators have testimonials and are living proof that we are not alone and that there is something out there for everyone. And I wanted to let you know this. Check out accessconsciousness.com. Look for the VARS class or go to accessconsciousness.com/ you are not alone. I also, as a young counselor, suffered three devastating losses with three of my first year of clients. And they all killed themselves. It made me rethink at the time that I was even capable of helping anyone. And even with one of them, I went up to them because I knew something was wrong. And I said, you know, here's my home number. If you ever have anything going on, you can always call me no matter what. I literally said, I just want you to know you're not alone. And he said, no, it's okay, Lisa, it's okay. Well, within a week, we get a call and he had killed himself. I knew he wasn't okay. This is why I've dedicated my life. And I've always said this on a lot of my calls and at the end of my class, I or a video I'm doing, I always put my hand out, even if it's on Zoom, and I just said, this is my hand reaching out to you, letting you know that you're not alone. No matter what's going on in your life, you're not alone. There's some energy, just like there was that day when I stepped in front of a bus. Just like there was that day in Australia when I found out my father passed away. My friend on the other end of the phone, who I didn't even know was taking access consciousness classes or knew anything about the bars. Just like I know right now, even as things are in such upheaval, even in my own business and in my own world, there's a lot more stresses, there's a lot more anxiousness and filed not found about what's going on, and everything that used to work doesn't work the same way anymore, and we have to get more creative and use more of our capacities, if you will, to get a result that is more palpable than living with not being able to do anything. And that does lead to tendencies toward depressions and you know, numbing out with TV or drugs or alcohol or, you know, fighting and saying things you don't mean and will really regret. And I find that the bars, whenever I get that pressure in my head or that stress in my body or to that point where I'm just like, that's it, I'm done, my first thought is, when am I going to get my bars run? Because I know when I get my bars run, there's a space and an ease in my brain. There's a relaxation. Even as I'm talking right now, my whole body just relaxed. There's a relaxation in my body, and I just let go and surrender. And I learn to accept more, and I learn to receive more, and I learn to allow more, and I learn to have more. And everything that seemed like such a big problem, and I was going to die over or blow a gasket or get angry over, doesn't even register any longer. It's like I'm free and I'm in space and ease again, and I'm back to who I know myself really to be. And you know how it can be, right? In this world where you just get so fed up and it's so easy to lash out at someone or say something. It's so easy if you have a tendency toward the negative or a chemical imbalance somehow, to when these kind of situations go on for 6 months in the world like never before, at least not in my lifetime, we can so easily lose hope. And this initiative with the accessconsciousness.com/you are not alone, and with my desire to do a live class this Sunday, the following Sunday, the following weekend, the following weekend, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, here in Dallas, Texas, is part of that initiative. The numbers may not be like they used to be in live workshops because of the concern. But what if it's more concerning, leaving us all or anyone home alone in their own demise? What if we all just stepped up together and did something different for ourselves so that we all knew that we weren't alone? Maybe you listening to this and passing this on to someone, whether they go to a class or not, maybe it might be an inspiration. Maybe they might just bookmark the Access Consciousness for a time when they feel more comfortable going to a class. Maybe they'll listen online to all the free content that's available about feeling better. Maybe. That's the point, is that there's a possibility other than what I shared with you about that moment where I thought there was no possibility and I stepped in front of a bus. Someone somewhere cares for you, would miss you if you were gone, would reach back out to you if you called up and said, hey, I'm having a really hard time, I just got to talk to somebody. Hey, I'm having a really tough time. Do you know anything going on that might, you know, lift me up or uplift my spirit or uplift my soul? I know even in that moment that I walked in from the bus, I knew that if I can't say it was right in the forefront of my thought, because that would be a lie. But as I look back on it now, I felt alone. I felt angry. I was enraged. I was stuck in the past, and I had every right to be, given what had occurred. But I still knew in that moment that what happened to me and what I was living with about what happened to me was what I couldn't get out of. And what I mean by that is, just because we all have some sort of tragedy or trauma in our past, some of them are more egregious than others, worse than others, more serious than others. But how we create our lives after is what I'm learning is the definition of our character. And I know that due to a lot of my past, I destroyed my life in many ways and made many choices that I would not make again. And I was fortunate to have that possibility to live my life 20 something years later now from that moment, contributing to thousands of people. And I will continue to do so. So with this, my friends, I say to you, no matter what you have going on, your tragedy, your trauma, your story, whether it occurred yesterday or decades ago, it is never too late to change your past. You are never alone unless you choose to believe you're alone. You have a right to feel broken and torn apart. But just because you feel broken or torn apart does not mean you have to take your life, does not mean there's something wrong with you, and does not mean that you have to stop living. That's what I learned. So let's live, collaborate, create, and choose radical aliveness in whatever you have going on right now. See if you can make 1 degree, 1 action, 1 step that would take you from that dial of aloneness and no choice universe to 1 breath of gratitude, of awareness, of possibility, because that's all it takes. Is the 1 moment to see yourself in front of a bus with the lights, checking out, to the next is allowing whatever touched my shoulder that day to pull me back. Because I really didn't want to die. I just wanted the feeling to end. And then I learned how to deal with the feelings and end it. And then I learned how to teach people how to deal with it. And that's what I do. accessconsciousness.com/you-are-not-alone, drlisacooney.com. And what else is possible now, my friends? Wherever you are, know this. I love you. I adore you. I'm sending you a sanitized hug to let you know you are not alone. Bye for now.